Tuesday, September 2nd. The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 and 9 through 11. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying, peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. Haydock Commentary. They do not need to know of times and moments, that is, of the day of judgment, of the end of the world, and of the destruction of Jerusalem. It is enough to know the time is uncertain, and that death comes as a thief in the night. When the judgment shall take place, the angels themselves do not know. Perhaps St. Paul, when wrapped up to the third heaven, may have learned something on this subject, for he was told many things that he could not announce to man. Therefore he says, I need not write to you, it is unnecessary for us to know it. It is a subject of astonishment that some people are so childishly afraid of the last day that they cannot think of it without consternation, lest it should happen in their time. Weak souls, do they not recollect that death will certainly overtake them, and that will be to them individually the end of the world and the last day? The whole world then does perish as far as regards them. You are children of light, that is, there is little danger of thieves in the daytime when it is light. Watch and have arms to defend you, the coat and mail of faith, the helmet of hope. You are under the protection of Christ who died for you and for your salvation. Whether we be of the number of those whom Jesus Christ shall find still upon earth when he shall come to judgment, or among those who have slept and returned to dust, it is his will that we should be his. The Gospel from Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus rebuked him and said, Be quiet, come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Haydock Commentary. Although Christ was well acquainted with the obduracy of the Jews, nevertheless, like a good physician, he condescends to pay them another visit, and try what a fresh medicine might effect in this, their last stage, as it were, of existence. He publicly preaches, therefore, in the synagogue, according as Isaiah had declared of him, and struck amazement into every heart. The Jews themselves considered him as something very extraordinary, as one of the prophets or ancient saints. But Christ, that they might conceive a higher opinion of his person, does not make use of the expressions they did, but speaks as Lord and Master of the Law. So says St. Cyril.